You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, August 11th, 2017, week 214 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And our special guest is?
Jeff Steska.
How, it's, you're nearing your, the end of your stay, unless you come back next week, which you're welcome to do. I can't imagine after this experience, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do that again. You know how I'm going to spend the day I'm not working?
Well,
I'm interested. I do like your recap of Game of Thrones, though. I think it's a very odd insight.
It's a different perspective.
It is a perspective that I feel like is so rare.
Exactly.
But you can't watch. The problem is you can't watch the rest of the show until the end of the season. Because I feel like even your perspective would be different next season.
He's not. That's what I'm telling you. He's going to continue from this point. It's still, he's still not. He's not going to pick up on any character. It took, you know how many like seasons it takes to pick up like character names? Like two or three.
Yeah.
To like understand everybody.
I know a lot of people who still don't know the character names.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't they've watched all the episodes.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter sometimes. I know like everything now. Like,
yeah.
I know you. I remember Hot Pie.
Yeah. It's weird. Like I was thinking about it at work. I was like, there are part numbers I deal with on a near daily basis that I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to know the main exports that, like, the Tarleys, what they, like, have a history of, I can tell you. If you want to know where certain people live and where they are right now, I'll tell you. But things that I get paid to know, I don't know. I have to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the internet's for.
That's what Game of Thrones has done to me.
It's also like, I know I'm like a drop in the bucket of some people's knowledge on this stuff.
Definitely. So, yeah, what do you think? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. Was it everything you imagined?
And more.
I'm glad. Yeah. I think the sideways screen with the notes on it really does it for you, because you're like, oh, so, even if Mike told you, yeah, Dhruv has two screens and we read the notes off a screen so you don't have to worry, you would never imagine it was going to be sideways.
No, but I thought there'd be pizza here.
I know.
Yeah, that's the downside.
I mean, that was my destiny.
Yeah.
That should be our giveaway. We should always have a pizza when a guest comes on.
Yeah, we just
on.
Gain crazy amounts of weight from eating pizza.
That's
on a
true.
Week.
We kind of like die of pizza because we would obviously...
And we already ate before this.
That's true. That would even make it worse. They're like, I'm not even hungry, but we had to eat pizza. Like,
yeah, if you want some pizza, I guess. We should get someone to sponsor, like a pizza place to sponsor us.
We should. There you go. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So welcome to Destiny Pizza, sponsored by Papa John's.
No, I wouldn't accept that sponsorship.
Not Papa John's.
No, Peyton Manning did.
I know, he's a sellout.
Peyton Manning's an idiot.
He sells nationwide.
He owns some franchises, too.
Chicken palm, you taste so good.
I think it was Peyton Manning in that Elon Musk video.
The one we watched from
1999?
Where he's like, no, that wasn't Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning's not in that 1999 video. Because that would be pretty viral, I think.
Yeah.
Nationwide is on your... Not free advertising. But I already gave it.
You already said the name.
Whoops.
So yeah, let's just get into Netflix recommendations because it's getting late. My recommendation this week is The Matrix, Keanu Reeves.
Is that it?
He's the one.
Are we in The Matrix?
We might be.
We could be. But then they did a little thing and they reloaded The Matrix, which is my recommendation, The Matrix Reloaded. Doesn't quite measure up to the first one, but there's a weird twist at the end and they're in a room and it's crazy and Neo does crazy things. So I find it... watchable and
enjoyable-esque. And then this movie had a after credit sequence.
Did it?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I kind of like...
Because then after this movie came out, they released the Matrix Reloaded video game where you don't even get to play as Neo.
No. It's like a prequel, isn't it, or something?
No, it's the perspective of...
Agent Smith?
No, Jada Pinkett Smith's character and the Asian guy. And it's their perspective of everything that's going on. And then when you beat it, there's like a hacker interface and you can hack in and unlock Neo and unlock a samurai sword, which is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was my fun fact. What's your recommendation, Jeff?
My recommendation is the following. It's with Kevin Bacon and then a British actor that no one probably knows. If you like thrillers and you like...
Sean Ashmore, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You are correct.
Yeah, Sean Ashmore, yeah. And if you like crime shows with murders, Kevin Bacon plays like an FBI agent, and there's a lot of twists and turns in this. It's pretty crazy. But if you like to follow, if you like to want to catch like a murder or something like that, or
is that something you fantasize about?
No, but I like.
Oh, I know that dude.
I like movies like.
I do know that. Is that?
That's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, the main. I do. No, where's the Sean? That guy on the left.
Yeah.
I know that guy. He's not Sean Ashmore though, right?
No, it's James Purefoy.
I've seen that guy and stuff.
And
that's Sean Ashmore.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But he wasn't in one of the when they're rotating the pictures.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of like Silence of the Lambs esque, but the following it's like
so there's cum thrown on people.
No,
Kevin Bacon just gets jizz like thrown all over him.
kind
of. The best part of Silence of the Lambs. I saw Silence of the Lambs for the first time this year. And
this year?
That's yeah. Crazy. And after I saw that scene. Where the guy throws it on Jodie Foster's character, right?
Yeah.
I was like, this is why my parents didn't let me watch this movie as a kid. Like, really late. I think I was 17. And I was like, can I watch it? And they're like, no. That makes sense. That movie, scene alone is very... no one should see that scene. I think that scene robbed a little bit of me when I saw it.
Yeah, the Falling kind of goes in... It gets its name from like being like a cult. There's three, it's kind of a short series, but, it's cool. A lot of twists and turns. So I would definitely recommend it to anyone who likes thrillers.
Oh, shoot.
So not Drew.
Whoops, started playing something. Yeah. Drew doesn't like those thrillers.
Yeah. So I like some thrillers, but not a lot of the thrillers. Yeah.
Like, but you scary. Like serial killers.
Like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's about a serial killer.
It is about a serial killer.
Yeah. I like learning about serial killers, but when they're caught.
He is caught. But
then he runs away. He breaks out of death row or something. That's the premise of the show.
I'm not going to spoil it.
It just said it on the premise of the Netflix.
Netflix
gonna,
spoiled it.
That's why Kevin Bacon...
I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay. Those are good recommendations. On Netflix today, Atypical Season 1 Netflix original series, Home Adventures with Tip and O Season 3, Naked, True and the Rainbow Kingdom, White Gold... And on Sunday the 13th, Arthur and the Invisibles, a Hot Property and Mission Control, The Unsung Heroes of Apollo. I think that's the movie I always wanted to see.
Mission Control?
Apollo...
Hot Property?
No, an Apollo space program movie where it doesn't take place in space. Just all in the ground control.
Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
It's about the space program.
They don't
even
cut to the astronauts.
Ground control to Major Tom.
I don't think they're in space.
Commencing countdown engines on. I got a record today of.
With David Bowie music on it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
David Bowie. Is that song on it though?
No, I got Labyrinth.
Oh. Have you seen Labyrinth?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I haven't actually seen
Mike
it.
Mike hasn't. Yeah.
I've seen like clips.
Is that on Netflix?
I don't believe so.
It used to be.
Yeah, a lot of things used to be on Netflix. Back to the Future used to be on Netflix.
Did? Oh yeah, we recommended all of them.
Let's break into some Freestyle Friday.
Freestyle.
What? What was everyone's week like?
Working.
Oh, not working.
I don't know. Nothing exciting. Ton of Jeff, work.
Anything exciting?
I had a good weekend so far, you know, just hung out.
What about your week, though? Anything crazy happen? Anything weird?
Crazy happen?
I caught two Moltres on this week.
I went to the Angels game.
That's cool.
Oh, nice.
What'd they play?
I'm gonna be interested
tomorrow. They played the other team, you know,
Philadelphia Phillies.
They played the Phillies, yeah. Pujols hit a home run. It's cool, you know.
That's great. A lot of runs scored in that game.
So that's always
good. That's even better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nothing crazy, nothing wild, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I caught two Moultries.
Two Moultries, nice.
Same day, within 10 minutes, I caught two.
Nice. I was
pretty excited.
Nice. Zapdos coming up.
Yeah, Zapdos this week. Oh, Zapdos this last week.
Mm-hmm. 80s dance party was cool last night.
That's cool. Oh, yeah. Where was that?
Oh, yeah.
Dana Point.
There you go.
Still,
I don't know if I've been to a Stillwater bar in Dana Point ever.
Yes. Neither.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Pretty cool. We went to the beach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, last night we played D&D.
Yeah, we played D&D.
That was good. Get back into the swing of things.
We had an encounter, which was exciting.
I still forgot to ask Ryan about D&D.
Yeah.
Keep forgetting.
Oh, I was trying to buy this pack of cards from... Have you ever played the game Exploding Kittens, Jeff?
He played
Bear vs. Babies with us.
I did, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Exploding Kittens is made by the same creator, but it's kind of like Uno. Not like Uno. What is it kind of like? It's kind of like...
It's kind of like Uno.
Like, you're trying to run out of cards, but then if you get the Exploding Kitten, you don't want that.
Yeah, it's pretty much like Uno.
Yeah.
Like, because
But
you don't know when the... Wait, it's except there's cards in the middle, right? Right.
Oh, yeah, the exploding Uno kittens. Too. When you grab the exploding kitten, it explodes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, so it's like Uno. You're trying to play people to screw other people.
Yeah.
And lose your cards.
So, Target recently has been doing a big push into board games. And they've had exclusive games and stuff. So, they had this display for Exploding Kittens in Cards Against Humanity. And at the bottom, there's a cat and it says, "I know what you want." And you turn the cat and there's a hole and you stick your hand inside and there's a pack of cards that you can buy for $4. Each store only has 12. So I saw people posting about it online and I was like, I need to make sure I get one of these packs because the packs were going for $35 on eBay.
Oh, really?
And I was like, that's way too much money to spend on a pack of cards. So I go to Target near my work on Friday around 11. And I was like, hey, man, like, do you know where this part is? I always play stupid. And I'm like, I have the DCPI number. Which is like their internal stock number, which like usually you don't get unless you know someone at Target. He's like, yeah, sure, just give it to me. And he's like, well, it says it right here. Huh. That's weird. He's like, let me go check in the back. So he's like, you know what? The display hasn't even been built yet. We have a guy coming between noon and 6 to build the display.
So they have the stuff, but they're not
the display. They have it, but they can't sell it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he's like, yeah, your best bet is to come around like 7. And I'm like, that's not good enough.
I'm here now.
So I leave. I come back around 1:30 during my lunch because I was like, maybe the guy came at noon. He built it. I can buy a pack. Still not done. Leave. Go back at 5. So that's 3 times I'm at a Target in the same day. Still not built. So then I asked the guy, and he's like, well, if it's not there, it's nowhere. So then I'm like, this guy is being a dickhead. It's a different guy. I was like, he's being a dickhead. He didn't even ask me if I have the DCPI number, which I have. I was like, I'm going to find a random Target employee and have them go in the back for me and give it to me and sell it to me before they're supposed to. So I go to him. Then he goes to the dickhead.
Oh, no.
And the guy's like, yeah, we don't have it. And I was like, damn it. So then I was like, I'm going to go to the other Target in the area. So I drive to RSM Target in like rush hour traffic. Well,
You should have done is be like, hey, how's it going? My name's Drew. I'm actually here to build a display.
I should.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I should have done that.
That's a good one.
I should have done that.
I'm here to build a display. Show me. I got the DPNI. That's all they gave me. Like,
yeah, they have the DCPI number.
Yeah, that's all I got. But I'm here to build a display for this.
No, that's the crazy thing is, I was finding Cards Against Humanity packs in random areas, and I was like putting them all in the right place because I was like, I want this game to do well. And there's a whole Cards Against Humanity display that's empty.
Uh huh. But the game's around.
Yeah, but the games are in different sections, and I'm like, what is going on here?
So we moved them around.
So I moved them all to the right place, because I'm that kind of person. So I go to RSM. They don't have it either. And I'm like, God damn it. So I
drive. Did they have a display even?
The display wasn't up.
Theirs wasn't up either.
And I asked the guy there, and I'm like, you can't like go in the back. He's like, dude, they don't have, there's no location or anything for this. Mm-hmm. I was like, fine. So I come home. We go play D&D and stuff. Mm-hmm. This morning, I wake up at 7:30. And I was like, let me just check if it's in stock. Because each store has 12. RSM said it had 11 in stock. So I assumed they were already on sale last night. And they weren't when I went. And the one on in Laguna Niguel said it had 6 available. And I'm like, dude, I need to go now. So I see what time it opens. It opened at 8. I got there at 8:30. And I had a pocket full of change because one of the things I'm trying to do is spend all the change that's in my car. So when I went during lunch yesterday, I took all this change because I went with my coworker. I was like, I'm going to spend all this change here. I put it in my pocket. And then the rest of the day, since I didn't spend the change, it was like a burden. It was the albatross just around my neck. Just
riding around with change.
Yeah, I was just walking around with change in my jean pocket. So I go and I found it. But so I go to, I see the display, I get excited. I'm like, holy shit, it's here. I go, I turn the cat and I put my hand and it hits a cardboard box. And I'm like, what the hell? And I look and they didn't set up the display properly. And all the packs that are supposed to be in there are just on the top shelf. And I'm like, God damn it. So I grab it, I grab it and I look at the other pack and I'm like, should I get 2 packs or should I get 1 pack? I was like, I'll just get 1 pack. I go to self-checkout, and there's just a slot where you put coins into, and it counts the coins for you.
Oh, that's nice.
So I just take all the change out of my pocket, and I'm just sitting there putting all the coins in, and I hit it, it was 4:31 after tax. And I go to my car, and I'm like, and then I get in my car, I put my keys in, I look down, and I look at my ashtray, still full of change, and I'm like, I wonder if I have enough change for a second one.
I didn't realize you bought one. So, went back.
So I get all that change, put it in my pocket, went back into the Target, see a guy who was watching me put change in, because he was like, this is weird. Because I was doing it. It took me a while to put all this change in. Walk past him, see another guy I saw earlier, go straight to the display, grab a second pack, go to the self-checkout, do it again. Go to my car, I have 2 packs now.
This guy's looking at you. He's like, is he gonna come back again?
So then I come home, change back into my pajamas because I was like, I don't want to wear my normal clothes. And I hung out until we went to the beach pretty much. But that was my
story. What a journey.
It was for those such a journey packs. For 2 packs of cards. But it adds a whole new mechanic to Exploding Kittens. It adds the blind as a bat card. Well, it's 2 cards. Or 3 cards in the deck, and if you get that, you have to put all your cards face down, and when you go to play a card, you have to play it blind.
Oh, yeah.
And if it doesn't work, you have to discard it. And awesome. You can also do that with diffuses. You can play cards until you get a diffuse if you have a diffuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't look at them again until you draw a card and play it, and then you can put your card back.
Interesting. So is it they were already in your hand, or you got to shuffle them?
What do you mean?
Blind as a bat, you put them down.
You put them boom, all down, yeah.
And you and just then have you to have remember to in your head. No. Oh, okay, got it.
You're supposed to play it completely blind.
Got it.
But so that was worth it. Yeah. Work's been pretty slow, though. I guess everyone's on vacation.
Yeah, summer. I'm sending out stuff to people, and they're like, out of office. I'm like... Yeah. You ever get that out of office and then they send me, oh, go to this person, and they're also out of office? That's happened to me.
Oh,
and
no, I'm that never happens to me.
Oh, they that happens say, to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, why are you sending it to this person who's also out of office?
It's so a weird to me.
But what, I don't understand, can't people just answer their emails? I know they're out of the office, but they probably get the email.
Yeah, but if you're on vacation, why would you answer emails?
Yeah, when I went on vacation for a week,
straight up turned off my emails. Which is horrible because I'm such a weirdo that I was like, I was literally on vacation, and I was like, I wonder how many emails I have right now. I wanted to turn on my work emails just to see how many emails I had.
Yeah.
Because I also didn't trust the people I put in charge of my emails.
Yeah. Yeah, most people just, don't deal with it.
Yeah, which is what I do. When I say when I'm not on the clock.
Yeah. I'm not at work. I did the same thing. I ignore it, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Not working.
What else was I gonna say? Yeah, that's about it. We went to the beach today. That was really nice.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Been to the beach a little bit. That was fun.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
There was a power. Mm. I had a power outage a few days ago. That was horrifying.
Was that just here, or
like literally? I think it was just my street or something. It was like 10 minutes.
Weird.
With no electricity.
But so, that's a short one too.
Yeah.
Because usually it's either like long or for a second or something.
That's about it. Huh. Thank you for coming, Jeff.
Oh, of course.
Onto the podcast. Yes. You're welcome anytime. Thank you for listening.
Keep it classy.
Keep it classy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Signing off.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.